This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
One that caught my attention in particular was a program about the kamikaze pilots of Japan during World War II. I found out some things I didn't know about. For instance, one of the things they pointed out in this PBS program was that when a pilot would get into his plane and the people assisting him would help him in, the cockpit of the plane was sealed shut from the outside. There was nothing that man could do to open that cockpit to jump out. No parachute. I didn't know this, but fuel was limited. There was only put enough fuel in there to get to the target, the identified target. Everything was geared, get this, when you got in the plane, everything was geared to dying. That's what you did because you're a kamikaze pilot. And an author commenting on seeing the same show that I did says this, "We are in a sense kamikazes too. Our being has been permanently sealed inside of our bodies, and we've only been given enough fuel to make it maybe 70, 80, 90 years or so if we're blessed. Death awaits us all, but we, perhaps like the kamikaze pilots, choose not to think about it, but rather the mission at hand, that big project at work, our vacation plans for next month, that term paper due on Tuesday. So many things on our minds, we haven't really taken the time to think about death. Besides, who wants to think about it anyway? But failing to think about death usually means failing to think about life." He's absolutely right. Failing to think about death usually means failing to think about life. George, Jerry, Elaine, Kramer, solving their problems, did everything to make our problems worse. And so it is with you and with me. We've got to have wisdom, and we've got to seek wisdom with all our hearts, realizing that wisdom protects the possessor of the wisdom. That's a promise. It's not a suggestion. It's a promise of Scripture. What would happen today if every man, every husband, every father in this room said, "Lord, give me wisdom this week"? Things will happen in your life that haven't happened before. What would happen in the life of a wife and mother, a single parent, just says, "Lord, give me wisdom to deal with what I have to deal with this week"? God could do things dynamically in your life if you give Him the permission to give you wisdom. Seeing life from God's point of view. It not only makes a difference in how you live, but how you die. This is not a message about morbidity. You know, it's all downhill from here and we might as well give up and just wait for the end. That's not what it's about. You give your life to the one who says, "I am the resurrection and the life." His name is Jesus. Those of you that listened to a recent message on radio that played from several years ago, I confessed that I used to say something that I thought was profound. You know, I was impressed with me at funeral homes. I'd be at a funeral home and maybe a young person had died and I would say in front of other people, maybe even a group of students, you know, "Death is the ultimate reality. Death is the ultimate reality." And people say, "Boy, that's right. That's an interesting thought. That's a profound thought, Randy." And I told on the radio how I was convicted in my spirit that that's one of the stupidest things I've ever said. Death is not the ultimate reality. Jesus Christ is. If He is the way, the truth, and the life, He's the ultimate reality. If He's the resurrection and the life, He's the ultimate reality, not the small change thing I was talking about, being death being the ultimate reality. Death is reality, but it's not the ultimate reality. Jesus is. The sooner you acknowledge that, the better. Your life's going to be different. Your death's going to be different. Your eternity's going to be different because you believe in the ultimate reality, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let's pray to Him right now.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.